This is an MUT Radio podcast.
She used to know. I don't know. But it's exactly 11 minutes before the top of the hour. And I did tell you, Gucci, we do have this health talk today. You know, Gucci, it's Tuesday. So as normally, go Tuesday, so we're seeing a health talk. And today, actually this month, not today, we are commemorating a mental health awareness month. Yonage e awareness raiser on this month. And we are talking everything mental health up until it's reached at the end of May. And I told you, Gucci, we do have someone from Student Counseling as a best trainee. I didn't know earlier on, Gucci, it's someone that I know, a fellow peer helper, because last year I was a peer helper and Gang Sevens and I. So she's joining us on the show. As a best cousin, like about mental health, is into lasers, especially as students. I hope we'll get something out of this topic. But I'm just going to quickly welcome her on MUT Radio, but I'm gonna introduce her because I know her. We do have Mnofezi Lewaga Charlie joining us on MUT Radio. Fezi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. It's a very hot day. It's a very hot day indeed. But you are a peer helper, student counseling. Before we even get into this whole mental health talk, can you tell us more about I'm a peer helper Zutinzani? Because abantu they will get stuck there, Gutsi. You need peer helper. Can you tell us more about that? Maybe just briefly.
My name is Nofezi Lechali. I'm a peer helper under the student counseling. AMA peer helpers are available to assist students in terms of booking. We train psychologists to offer support with regards to mental health. Peer helpers are available to listen to students and also offer support and refer students to their relevant departments.
That is amazing. Hopefully, Namuma Singtingo says I'll definitely hit you up. But let's get into it for today. Today, we are discussing mental health. So I think you will tell us more about it. But let's start from the beginning. If you just can enlighten us, Wuti, Maskulumanga mental health is Kulumanganve.
I'm here to talk about something that affects all of us, mental health. At university, as students, we often deal with a lot of academic pressures, financial challenges, homesickness, and sometimes even personal traumas. These experiences can impact our mental well-being, but struggling with mental health doesn't mean you are weak. It means you are human. So what is mental health? Mental health is a state of well-being where a person recognizes their abilities, can cope with the normal stresses of life, can work productively and fruitfully, and can contribute to their community. Mental health is not just about, it is not just the absence of mental illness. It's about how we think, feel, and act.
That is amazing. That is amazing. If someone didn't know about that, ufungazi namanje, I don't know ukuthi wenzani lapho. But we talk about mental health as AmaZulu. Like we hear a lot of people bekhuluma about depression, but see, black people don't get depressed, wada, something like that. But this month we are talking about mental health. So it's Mental Health Awareness Month. So why do you think it is important that we raise awareness about this?
It is important that we raise awareness about mental health because many people suffer in silence because they are afraid of being judged. Raising awareness helps break the stigma and reminds us that it is okay to ask for help. It is okay not to be okay. Early support can prevent long-term problems, which can lead to depression and help students succeed academically and socially.
So you are talking about it can lead to depression. So maybe what are the signs that we might look out for to see what's okay? Maybe this someone is suffering mentally.
We should look out for these signs in ourselves and others. First of all, withdrawal from friends or activities once enjoyed. Omunye umuntu ngamthola nje sebe nama mood changes, troubled sleeping or oversleeping, lack of motivation or hopelessness, difficulty concentrating. These are not signs of weakness, but these signs, they are signs that someone might need support.
It's amazing because I'm remembering something as Ushonjalo, because I think I was with you last year. We were doing suicide awareness, so the symptoms are kind of similar because we talked about someone withdrawing themselves from people. And I think some of us, one of us actually was discussing with us, she's going through something lately, and And lately we have Pusha Bangan back. So I hope ulalele, because this morning we are giving her advices this morning. Ukuthi angenze njani ukuze athole usizo. Ushilo ukuthi uyaya ka counseling, and we motivated her to even continue ukuthi aleke eya. But what can we do to help?
If you or someone you know needs help, we have student counseling. Student counseling, it offers free confidential support for all MUT students. Appointment student counseling, we send an email to the email account studentcounseling@mut.ac.za. The subject line, we are palugutsi booking for an appointment, and then we email straight, you just provide your details, my initials work on the sbongo, and your cell phone number within 24 hours. They're not calling you. You are allowed to visit the student counseling office on campus during office hours. We also have South African Depression and Anxiety Group on the 24-hour helpline at 0800-567-567. South African Depression and Anxiety Group is a lifeline for students who may not feel ready to talk in person. It's also a great option after hours on weekends or during academic breaks. As peer helpers, we often recommend South African Depression and Anxiety Group when someone needs immediate support or when they are not sure where to start. Remember, reaching out is a sign of strength and not of weakness. We also have SMS 31393, Moe Sendela, South African Anxiety and Depression Group, Bazook Fonela. They offer support for depression, anxiety, suicide, prevention, and more.
As someone maybe Nfundangayo Lento, so any advice that you will give a student maybe who might be suffering or might not know, okay, these are the signs, and any advice that you would give them?
All services are free and confidential and available to all MUT students. You don't need to be in a crisis to get support. It is okay not to be okay. Sometimes talking to someone can help you feel lighter and clearer. Mental health matters. Let us continue to break the silence, support each other, and create a caring campus environment. If you are struggling, reach out. You are not alone, and it is okay not to be okay. And usizo lukhona.
That is amazing. Thank you very much, Fezi. So, Nizilo Yoguti, if you need help, contact student counseling.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.